In renovated warehouse space in the 90-year-old Niagara Frontier Food Terminal at Clinton and Bailey in Buffalo, a new kind of farm is taking root.
Ideally, we're trying to make a system that can create all the food you would need for a diet in a contained system.
Mike Zack is the co-founder of GrowOp, an aquaponic vertical farm. At the entrance is a decontamination room where visitors get a white Tyvek suit to wear over street clothes.
It's really important that we don't bring any fungus or mold spores into our facility because that could infect our crops.
Inside, Zach says everything, walls, floors, and equipment get sterilized regularly. The company grows leafy greens, lettuces, and herbs on tall racks outfitted with LED grow lights and rows of shallow plastic channels or gutters.
And they have roughly six NFT gutters on each level, which is nutrient film technique. And what that means is the roots are suspended into these gutters. There's no soil in it. It's just the aquaponic water that's running over the roots, and the plants are soaking up that nutrient-filled water.
The 35-year-old Zach says plants and soil use lots of energy growing roots to find the food and water they need.
Since we have all of that available for them at all times, they don't have to put much into their roots at all. They put it all into their upper parts, their leaves, flowers, and fruit.
And with lights on 24/7, plants grow quickly. The basil alone, he says, produces about 160 pounds of leaves a week.
We typically harvest off the same plant for 2 months, so we'll cut it in half and it'll grow back in time to harvest again the same week.
It's a closed loop system starting in the aquaculture room, where Max Myers, GrowOp's fish expert, is raising more than 100 tilapia, goldfish, and koi in six large tanks, each holding hundreds of gallons of water.
The whole premise of an aquaponic system is to utilize the fish waste and turn it into something that our plants and our grow space can use.
The fish water, Meyer says, drains into a settling tank, passes through a mechanical filter, then into a biological filter tank where, he says, ammonia in the water is transformed into nitrates before flowing into a mixing tank.
So a portion of that water is returned to the fish. And then another portion of that water is fed out to our grow rooms through our plants. They uptake those nutrients, and then that water is sent back into that mixing tank, and then the loop continues.
Zach says they're just recreating a natural ecosystem. It's all organic and uses less water and nutrients than conventional farming.
Another great thing about what we're doing here at GrowOp is that we're a worker-owned cooperative. That means that all of our workers are equal owners, and we run our business through democracy. Each of us gets a vote on how we run the business. We share in the profits based on how many hours worked and experience.
The company now has four worker owners and sells year-round mainly to local restaurants. GrowOp started in 2014 and moved to its larger food terminal space just over a year ago, thanks to a $100,000 award from Ignite Buffalo. Zach says their mission includes eliminating local food deserts and starting a training program for at-risk youth who could become worker owners.
And what we'd like to do is show the youth in the city here that this is a viable option for your career, but also for you to own a part of it, because I think people are much more interested in doing something if they know that they're going to be able to benefit greatly from it over the long run.
He says other goals include developing a line of prepared foods and selling GrowOp's farm-raised fish to consumers. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.